I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Did you just hack my shoe out of the studio?
You know what I almost did too?
Oh, can
did
you go,
see
go
that
get my
almost
shoe.
Land on that ceiling thing?
Get my shoe. Because I am a bad time manager. That's how it happened.
I couldn't do that twice if I tried. Give me your shoe. Let me try.
No, I'm not doing it.
I was throwing her. So she was showing me her new shoes.
My Instagram shoes.
Right. And so she pulls the shoe off and then she goes, oh my God, I'm running out of time. And so
she
ran
over and left her shoe.
I couldn't. I was trying to get it back
on.
I
saw you
walking
over to Vinny to show him your shoes. I was like, we have like 15 seconds left. What is she doing there?
Well, you know, you just get weeks for talking. So I was going to show
him
my Instagram shoes.
What's going on, Sarah?
You have to admit, they're cute. So I got two pairs of them. And thank God they're good because I bought two.
Well, I almost got one stuck in the ceiling.
Yeah, well, that would have sucked. Awesome. We had to get the engineering department down here with a ladder. Building maintenance, come with a ladder to get Sarah's shoe out of the ceiling.
Anyway, I was just trying to throw it out the door, but it almost stuck.
And then, of course, so he starts laughing as I run back with one shoe on and one shoe off. And then he picks up my shoe and throws it. Like, what kind of friend does that? Brat. God. Hilarious, Adele.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. You can bring this show anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
You got Radio.com, you got us.
Right.
We're all over that thing. Free.
Right.
Yeah.
You just get the app, and then you just listen to this show.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yep.
So today is 49ers Friday, and this Sunday there's a football game. The Niners are in it. It's around 3:30.
In case you were wondering if they were playing this weekend.
Yeah, they are.
So far, the Pats not in that game.
No, somehow they have not turned up. But I still expect to see their blue uniforms on the field come Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Obviously.
How'd they do it? Nobody knows. But somehow, they're always in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Let's just hope they take Kansas City spot, not ours.
I did not think of that. I did not think we...
How are we out of the Super Bowl? Wait a minute.
Oh, it's all funny until you bring that up.
Well, the surprise that registered on your face was
I did not surprising think for one second about the possibility that they would take our slot.
Well, toss of the coin. Speaking of that, did you do your prop bets, Vaughn? Okay, write your name on the sheet and give it to Brent.
Bring it
shoot.
Over, man.
Don't forget, Vaughn has a gig tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We haven't mentioned this either. It's at Skylark Bar. Get in here, Brent. Was that right? Skylarkbar.com? I don't have the piece of paper in front of me. Bron, get in here. Bron, Bryn, Vin, Bin.
Right.
All right.
Hi, Vaughn.
Hello, I'm back.
Tell us all the things.
Yes, so tonight is the No Cover Cabaret, which means it's free. So No Cover Cabaret, I'll be spinning that at the Skylark Bar on 16th Street in the Mission District, 8 p.m., can come in, get your drinks.
Kind of, what are you going to start with tonight as you spin your way through the evening?
Probably some new hits, so maybe something from the new Kesha album or something like that.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Get it hyped up. Maybe some new Eminem and play some of that last week.
Nice.
Sure.
Folks enjoyed that.
Yeah.
You know, so
have you seen that video of the new song, the Darkness song?
Oh,
hello,
definitely.
Darkness,
did you like it?
Yeah, it's a great video. You know, it's a lot.
Great. It's
surprisingly artful, huh?
Very disturbing.
Yeah. Disturbing, definitely. Yeah. A lot going on, but you get to the end and
he's a great lyricist. Like, some of the stuff he says is just yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, 8 o'clock.
Tonight.
Is that the time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock
that's
it is.
Correct.
Skylarkbar.com.
For the record, we've been working on Vonnie now, wants the 49ers to win, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's all right.
Let the Pats get in it.
when you go to that studio right there, do you put the camera on yourself when you go over there?
One more time.
Oh, Nicole's in there running the board.
Oh,
so she
did.
Oh, that's so great. Look at
how we all know all the jobs. Except for me and Vinny.
Right.
We just sit in these chairs the whole time, and you guys run around like crazy people.
Just busy doing things like throwing your shoe onto a high spot where you can't reach it.
I'm busy doing things like showing you my shoes. Right. Oh, boy. All right, let's go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Let's watch Sarah jump for her shoe and try and get it off of a high spot. Anyway, I wanted to read this text real quick. I love how Vinny is concerned that Isla will say what Isla will say about his arrest at school while saying it on the most listened to morning show in the Bay Area. You guys crack me up.
That is dumb.
I know.
You big dummy. For real.
Right. Well, it's more about her being in a moment, saying something where everyone goes, crunch.
By everyone, you mean you.
I actually did just say it on the radio. I know what I've done, but I don't want her to have to face my mistakes. I'll face my mistakes. But
what if she asks you, have you been arrested more than once?
I will
lie.
Throw her shoe into a high spot.
Hey, my shoe! Hey!
I don't know.
Give me my shoe!
Actually, in the text segment of this show, there's a lot of people wrote in about similar mistakes they made with their child. So
yeah,
it's hard
to know the right thing. God, it's almost like all the blood drains out of your head. You can't think, like, what do I do now? That was a huge mistake. I want to time travel back 10 seconds.
It seemed like I just didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Marosa.
Anyway. We could see an end of the impeachment trial today. We're still waiting to find out, but that could be something that is just a
giant waste of time.
Well, and texters have written in, it's not. It was done for the record either way.
Fine. Great.
I don't know.
It is.
Man.
It will go down in history. Another failed attempt at impeachment.
I mentioned earlier we've got.
Well, he is impeached, but he didn't get removed from office.
Right. February is right around the corner, and 1 in 5 single people think Valentine's Day should be canceled.
You can't cancel it. People like it. Just don't worry about it. God, why are people so concerned about it? There's so many things that are wrong in the world, and you're worried about whether or not Valentine's Day should be canceled? Shut up!
43% of single people say they feel a ton of pressure to get into a relationship when Valentine's Day comes around.
Well, that's pressure you're putting on yourself. Just tell your mom to blow smoke.
Whoa.
You know, these people putting pressure on other people. Please stop it. Worry about yourself. God.
I feel more concerned when I'm in a relationship that I'm bound to have some kind of showing.
Right.
Of romantic gesture.
It does put people in a tough spot, too, because a lot of people will say, I don't care about that. Don't worry about it. And then when you don't do anything, they're actually secretly hurt and hold it against you.
Wow.
It's true. God,
I don't know why
God,
single people are tripping on it. That doesn't make sense. You're free. You don't have to trip on anything.
You don't have to worry about it. You know what? Send your mom flowers. Here you go, Mom. You're my Valentine. Pressing down on me.
This Sunday, people will eat an insane amount of food. Like 11,000 calories.
What?
We're talking about wings, slices of pizza, servings of fries.
Yeah, that sounds
chips,
good.
Bowls of chili.
Keep bringing
hamburgers,
it.
Hamburgers, sliders,
God.
Hot dogs.
Do this thing. Hot dogs.
Hot
Woo!
Dogs.
Starving.
Nachos.
I'm hungry too.
Fried chicken, ribs, sausages,
put it in my mouth.
Slices of cake, brownies, bowls of ice cream.
And what are we having for the main meal, Vinny?
So, and it's the list goes on, but they say these are what people are up to. They're eating pieces or large portions of all
Doesn't
of the above.
Doesn't it seem like if you only have one slice of pizza, one hamburger, one bucket of wings, one, you know, that you're just having, you know, it's like, I didn't really eat anything. I just had like a slice of pizza. You know, well, I probably didn't eat 11,000 calories. Is there any ice cream? Pretty sure that's not how it goes, Chris, but maybe you could ride a horse to Popeyes.
look at this. General Motors just officially announced the Hummer is coming back.
All right.
This is kind of amazing.
It's going to be an all-electric super truck.
Would you drive one of those? I think that would be so cool. I hear they have blind spots, though.
The Hummers will go on sale in late 2021, and GM says they're planning to make a gas version. They aren't planning to make a gas version. I don't know if it'll have a... Doesn't yours have a little gas?
Has a little backup that runs the generator.
I think they all should have that.
Yeah,
personally.
I agree. It actually supposedly buys you 30 to 50 miles, which is usually enough to get you to a gas station.
Right.
So that you can, or someplace where you can charge.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't a combustion engine. It somehow, I don't know, powers the actual little generator that's in there.
The battery. Yeah. Generator feeds the battery.
The Hummer will officially re-debut in a Super Bowl ad featuring LeBron James.
Wow.
So we're going to see it this Sunday.
So even though it's not going to be out until 2021s usually come out the year before, right?
Right. Usually late season or mid
that's
like
exciting.
Summer-ish.
So you could feel good about driving around in a Hummer.
Would I get one? No, I wouldn't. Mm-mm.
Well, you need a Tesla.
I honestly don't expect that to have a really long
range. They're getting better all the time,
though. I know, but then I've been told by someone who got a Tesla, and he was like, look, my review is, I love this car, I'm keeping it. But they do not do the miles that they say they do.
Nope.
Nobody drives with their radio off and all of the everything off.
Right.
And you have a heavy foot, too.
Yeah. Right. So
yeah, it is BS. And I mean, mine is supposedly will get me 80-something miles. Is that what ours says?
Yeah, I don't know.
88 miles.
80, 90, whatever. 100
and if
sometimes.
You get 50, you're lucky.
That's right. Because we're on the
freeway,
though.
Especially the way you drive.
I don't know what that means, but on the freeway, it's usually taking up a lot of the power.
Well, you also burst off every line. I run it in that eco mode a lot.
Oh, shut up. Don't
lie,
really,
Sarah. I do. It's if I need to, especially if I'm going further than just my house and back. You should get a Tesla, though.
I'm not going to get anything right now. I'm good.
You got other stuff going on.
Yeah, and I like my car. Yeah. I'm good. And today I drove my van. So fun.
You look good in a minivan.
Yeah. In that garage downstairs?
Dad bod minivan.
Yeah,
you've got
a
it all, baby.
Down there. It really
maybe
is.
One of those cars that have the smart pot.
Right now, we
are. Yeah,
oh,
you need a
God,
smart pot.
I can't wait for that ad. I want to see it in real time in its rightful spot.
In the Super
among
Bowl.
Other commercials.
Right. Oh, he's not going to be able to park in there.
Kid. I love it.
Wicked smile.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
1 gram of your poop has 100 million bacteria in it.
Oh, boy.
And 100 million viruses and other organisms too.
That is that poop packs a punch.
Someone should tell that lady. Never mind.
What? Oh.
You know what I was referring to, right?
That's hot.
It's what? Not hot.
What?
To prepare?
The two girls in one cup.
I know. Dude.
Okay.
I'm with you.
All right. Hey, someone's got to tell her. Mm. She doesn't know.
Well, it's too late now.
All right.
That is a lot of stuff in 1 gram.
The song You're the Best from the
Around.
Karate Kid was originally...
Around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best. Around.
The song You're the Best from Karate Kid...
You're the
was,
best.
No, I didn't know.
Around. Nothing's ever gonna keep you down.
No.
He keeps looking at you.
No, I was just trying to make sure that I had a... The song You're the Best from The Karate Kid was
the best around.
Was originally written for Rocky III.
Oh.
But the producers went with Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, instead. Eye of Tiger's great.
Is
yeah.
that great?
It
you
is.
Love it?
Hold on. Oh, are we both playing it?
No.
I
love this tune. I used to kill this tune on Rockstar, whatever. It's like the Guitar Hero counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
I got like 100 on this song one time. I killed it. I rocked it. I was a rock star.
Whoa.
It was good.
Your face just went bright red when you said that.
Rock star!
That time your eyes crossed. What's going on? Sheesh.
What have I got? 8 hours here?
There aren't just blue collar and white collar workers, Sarah.
Yeah,
there are other colors too.
Tell me of them. Coal workers, black collar.
Do you know what a red collar worker is?
Is it a phlebotomist?
No, it's a government worker.
Oh, red collar. Is that because of red tape?
I don't know. Do you know what a green collar worker does?
Doctor?
They do stuff for the environment.
Oh,
green collar.
It's adorable. I'm so happy it's Friday and I get to have beers tonight. Okay.
You're getting ripped tonight.
I'm not going to get ripped, but I am going to.
You're not going to get ripped?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm just not going to. I have stuff to do tomorrow.
Are you really going to tell me that you're going to get home and you're not going to get ripped with all your friends?
I'm not. I'm going to wait until my friends show up. The people we play cards with, Joe and Ariane.
Uh-huh.
That's our Friday night thing.
Right.
And when they get there, I'm going to get to toast with them.
Oh.
And no one's going to be pretending to drink grape soda.
Right.
And then my prediction is I'll be asleep by 10 p.m. And
oh,
I won't probably, you know.
No. Well, that's too bad. I know.
I'm going to try and take it easy, Ben.
I woke up at midnight. I've been sleeping okay, but last night I woke up at midnight and then was like,
all alone in the house.
I'll just
too.
Wait. And I waited and then I fell back asleep a little later.
Man, my sleep IQ score was insane.
I saw it and I was like, oh my God, 98.
I got a 98. I fell asleep 13 minutes after I hit the sack last night. And I think I slept.
And stayed down.
Yeah, stayed down. And I didn't wake up once. I woke up this morning and said, I don't think I woke up even once. I looked, 98. I'm like, oh, this bed is teaching me to sleep.
It's not that, though. You really do have, like, some kind of constitution of a 14-year-old.
I know. It's weird.
It's
sleep.
It's the weirdest thing.
Sleep. It's routine, to tell you the truth. I have to say, as
you
this
hold on. No.
As this month has
you
gone on.
You blow your routine to smithereens every weekend.
Not this month, I didn't. Not this month. All I
right.
was up at 7 a.m. every morning. That felt like sleeping late, you know, because I didn't drink.
All right.
And now here we are at the end. So last night I had my best night's sleep. Now I'm going to take a giant poop on it. My routine.
Oh, I see.
There's bacteria in that poop.
So I hear, Vinny. Oh, my God.
100 billion bacteria.
And 100 million viruses.
Yes. Just so you know.
Okay, Bryn. Just because Yuzette's not here to yell at you doesn't mean you should go crazy.
It was in context, you know.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Suffuse everything you off gas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything. With what?
What now?
Suffuse it with what? Something. I'm just suffuse it with something.
Here.
Never mind.
Use that.
I'm just going to. What is that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to help you.
No help for me?
Looks like we're getting some new emojis. So the next time you update your phone or whatever, you're going to have
Super.
New emojis.
Like what?
A yellow smiley face wearing Groucho Marx glasses, a ninja, blueberries, a seal. There'll be an Italian hand going, mwah!
Oh, hey. That's a
boomerang.
Spicy meatball.
A needle and thread, Sarah.
Oh, a needle and thread. I'm busy. I'm sewing.
There's already a thread, though, right?
Yeah, there's a little spool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Spool of thread, that's right.
They have a sewing machine? Yep. Put that on there.
Oh, and emojis will focus on gender as well. They've added a transgender flag?
Oh. What is that?
And
is
a transgender
a
symbol?
Oh, I don't know what those are.
I don't either. Can you show me those?
I don't know where I would find them. Aren't they new?
No. Well, I mean, you should know what a transgender symbol is.
I don't.
What?
Why should I know that?
Because you're one of those people who knows stuff.
I don't know that thing.
You don't.
There's
what's
a transgender
out there flag?
Saying, I don't know. I really did think that the rainbow sort of encompassed all the people.
Oh.
Well, I truly don't know. What does it look like, the transgender flag?
There's also a non-gendered versions of a person in a tux, a person in a wedding dress, and a person feeding a baby.
Oh.
Yay.
The Let's
flag.
See what the flag is.
Transgender
oh,
flag.
Oh, it's like blue on the outside, pink on the inside. It's five stripes, a blue, a pink, a white, a pink, and a blue. That's pretty. Okay.
Okay. Huh. I've never seen that before in my whole
That's
life.
Interesting. Almost like a blue, pink. I wonder why they don't go with a purple stripe in the middle. But there. Oh, is that the transgender symbol right there? The fist with the same
know.
Stripe pattern on it?
I'm not
Seems
sure.
aggressive. Yeah, I like
Damn
the heart.
Damn it, I'm in the wrong body.
The heart looks cool. better. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's cute. That looks good.
All right. Well, anyway, I'd never seen that before in my life.
No, me either.
Okay. Now you know.
Knowing
oh, dear.
Know.
I will read some texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.